answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So we're about to go back to your calls, but first, this just in, breaking now. The White House promised over the weekend that soon there would be an indictment of Raul Castro, the brother of Fidel Castro, and that's the pretext to have a raid and remove him. The CIA met in the last 2 weeks with the Cuban leadership. They follow the Venezuelan model. They will grab the leadership. The leadership under them will then take over, and it'll be a client state of the United States. Like I said 6 months ago, I said, at one level academically, I support, it's in our hemisphere, gunboat diplomacy, Monroe Doctrine, Barbary Pirate precedent, Thomas Jefferson, look those up. They're manipulating our elections. They're with the drug cartels. Okay, I could tacitly say I could support that. First-time regime change ever support. But I overall don't support it because they tend to put somebody even worse in, like overthrow Assad 2 years ago, put in the head of Al-Qaeda. They do mass purges of Christians and non-radical Muslims and all the rest of it. And that's what I would imagine we're going to have here, because they've already met with the... So they're going to leave the communists in charge, and then I guess build some hotels and whatever, and Cuba opens up to tourism, but commies still run it. Not good. So here's the news. Today we are announcing an indictment charging Raul Castro and several others with conspiracy to kill U.S. nationals, famously blowing up an airplane with terrorism, says the Attorney General Todd Blanche in Miami. My message today is clear. The United States and the president does not and will not forget its citizens. So that's better than a full invasion. And you know Cuba will make a deal to let them come grab him for the big spectacle. And that'll be Trump's consolation prize with the Iran war failing. Trump got all hyped up, was my concern with his success with Maduro, that he would then think Iran would be a cakewalk. So the pivot is into Cuba. Who knows how this is going to go? I've always been concerned, like the Bay of Pigs, the CIA could set up Trump, but it seems like they're running things, so they're pretty happy with Trump right now. We'll continue to track all this. Here is the acting attorney general laying out the next leg of this. Here it is.
Today, we are announcing an indictment charging Raul Castro and several others with conspiracy to kill U.S. nationals. Mr. Castro and the others are charged with additional crimes as well, including destruction of aircraft and 4 individual counts of murder. The indictment was returned by a grand jury sitting in this district in Miami on April 23rd, 2026, and was unsealed today. For nearly 30 years, the families of 4 murdered Americans have waited for justice. On February, this is a story all too familiar. On February 24th, 1996, 2 civilian aircraft operated by Brothers to the Rescue were shot down over international waters by military aircraft from Cuba. 4 men were killed: Carlos Costa, Armando Alejandre Jr., Mario de la Peña, and Pablo Morales. They were unarmed civilians and were flying humanitarian missions for the rescue and protection of people fleeing oppression across the Florida Straits. As alleged in the indictment, Raul Castro and five co-defendants participated in a conspiracy that ended with Cuban military aircraft firing missiles at those civilian planes and killing four Americans. Those are the allegations returned by a federal grand jury. My message today is clear. The United States and President Trump does not and will not forget its citizens.
So it's not regime change, it's law enforcement. And so this follows the pattern of Venezuela. They will remove the regime and put the underlings in charge and not have elections, and the U.S. will run a dictatorship in Cuba. I didn't sign up for that. Free the Cuban people. And maybe this goes different. U.S. announces charges against former Cuban leader Raul Castro in 1996 aircraft shootdown. There you go. That's where we're at. Trump's definitely on the move here. He definitely thinks he's doing this for America. And I said, in our sandbox, yeah, okay. Better watch out, though. You get set up, but okay, yeah, okay. But not Iran. The Pentagon told you that, too. So, because we're all sitting here like, okay, the boomers are like, all right, the third of the fertilizer's cut off. All right, the fuel, big deal, you know, everything's fine. And now the chickens are coming home to roost. All right, let's go to your calls. Kyle in Kentucky on the election and the chicanery we saw there. What's your take on what happened last night in Kentucky?
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, thanks for calling.
So I just wanted to call in and just give my little, you know, while I was there voting from Owen County, I just received my ballot, and the lady in charge of the voting booths or whatever, she announces, I thought it was kind of weird that she kind of just said it out loud, but she looks over at the two ladies that were handing out the ballots to everybody, and she goes, make sure you're handing out the right ballots, because so-and-so just called, and apparently they've been handing out the wrong ballots all afternoon. So I just wanted to throw that out there. If there was any doubt that Massey's election was stolen, there's some proof right there, probably.
Well, let's flesh that out, because that was done in Houston, Tucson, and Phoenix, and a bunch of other key cities in 2020 and after, where they would give out the wrong ballots or the ballots weren't long enough to be printed. That is a classic tactic that's used, where they're giving people ballots that aren't even the right ballots, so those are discarded. Everybody comes in to vote for Massey, and then you just absorb that big group and then only give out the real ballots at the end. Then magically 10,000 mail-ins come in that are all for the Israel First candidate, and then he wins. And then you've got a turnout 357 times what it's ever been. That's one out of 200, they're saying. Do you believe that?
I don't know about that. I know that Kentucky's a pretty loyal state, even at their detriment sometimes. And I know everybody that I know in Owen County voted for Massey. And I'm sure there was a lot of people that showed up just to vote for Massey this time because they were trying to get rid of him. So
the headline should be, which is all the caller said, Kentucky citizens smell a rat. Nobody knows who this guy is. Everybody we know voted for Massey. So why do you think Massey threw the towel in? I think he's done. I think he's sick of this. He wants out.
I hope not. I think Massey's one of the good ones. I don't agree with everything that he is about, but I do think that he's one of the good ones. He's a constitutionalist. He's all for the Second Amendment. And to be honest, he's calling out the Israel BS.
Yeah, he has a perfect Second Amendment voting record. You're right. He's called out Israel.
I hope you were right, and I hope he tries to run for governor.
I hope we need to draft him and pressure him to keep fighting. I got a sneaking suspicion. I talked to folks that know him. He's just sick of it, just like MTG. Thanks for the call. Great points. All right, up next here, in the order they are received, let's talk to Joyce in Kentucky on the election. What's your take on what happened last night?
Hey, Alex. This is Joyce.
Welcome.
Welcome. We are voters in Shelby County. I voted. My husband voted. My daughter voted. My son-in-law voted. We thought voter turnout was just about normal, what you'd expect. We didn't see these hordes of extra voters anywhere.
But we're told there's all these magical voters, 357% more.
We just didn't see it. I mean, this
I've seen a lot of voting place videos that Ryan Matt and others shot. It was small groups of people.
We didn't stand in line at all. Nobody did. But, I mean, it was about what you'd expect for an off-term, you know, election. So we just, you know, I was hopeful, but we were at an event on Friday that Massey was speaking at. And you could feel there was a spirit of heaviness. You could just feel that people were getting kind of low about it. So we weren't entirely surprised about the return, but we're pretty upset about it.
Well, I got exuberant when he was 28 points ahead in Pauley Market last week and just said, oh, I think he's going to win. But then I prayed about it, and I said yesterday, I said he's going to lose for sure because – The Pentagon doesn't show up to campaign against somebody. It's never been done in 250 years unless the fix is in.
Right.
And the fix is in.
Yeah, and we heard Lauren Boebert speak, you know, just before he spoke. And I felt that she was speaking at great political risk to herself.
Oh, Trump wants her primary now.
And
she goes, I still support Trump, and I can support him. Exactly.
Right. Well, I voted for Trump myself, you know. I voted for him 3 times. But I'm not... I don't know why I'm the enemy now. I don't know how we got to be at odds with each other.
He came out and said I was the enemy because I said that Iran isn't going to fall. They're going to close the strait, and your whole economic plan's done. The Pentagon said that. Right. All I did was agree with the Pentagon. I'm the bad guy.
Yeah. Well, I feel you. You know, that's what we're coming from too. So, but we'll just see how it pans out. I mean. We live about 20 minutes from the Gowron farm. They're nice people. I don't know anything, a stain on their character. I just don't feel like he was the right man for the job. That's all.
Well, the other callers all said nobody knows who he is. Sounds like you know who he is.
Well,
what's his history? Is he a Kentuckian?
Most people in the county know who he is, yeah. He's a businessman. He's a successful farmer. He's got a good... farm store, and you know he's a nice guy. I'm not gonna
well that's good
him.
News maybe give me hope
right.
So he's a real Kentuckian then. He's not a total synthetic.
He's a real Kentuckian.
Well, that's good news.
He's not a paper doll. He's a real guy.
Well, that's good news then.
Well, you know, all we you know, you pray and then you vote and then you pray even more. That's all I can say.
I appreciate your call. Yeah, I mean, my whole view on this is you can't have a foreign power come in and give $20+ million against a candidate. That's why I'm against it. A lot of stuff Massey didn't agree with. The point is that he took on the system, and this is a message to everybody. You better sit down and shut up. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. What about you? And the Israel lobby bragging how they did it, and AIPAC bragging they did it, and then they got Shapiro saying, you're anti-Semitic if you say Israel got involved. Just shut up. Stop insulting me. I don't even want to give Shapiro talking points of how he can be more convincing. It's like the very worst stuff he could do, he does. You know, I followed this war with Israel thing through with the Muslims and all of it, and it's a nuclear war. Everybody wanting to blow up Israel needs to stop that right now. The Muslims are crazy. People around Israel are crazy. We need to stop this right now. This is satanic. It needs to end right now. All right, Darren in Kentucky, your take on the election. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex. Just establishing credibility real quick. I was the author on the legal complaint against Adam Schiff with Christine Bisch, so I'm pretty well tied in.
I tried to hear what you said. What?
So I was the author on the criminal complaint, the mortgage fraud complaint against Adam Schiff, just to establish some credibility. A friend of mine is actually, we'll call her leadership in the Massey campaign. So I had a conversation with her last night. All internal polling that they've done for the last several weeks leading into last night showed Massey up significantly. And so they were pretty much floored, especially when people were coming out essentially celebrating midday, but long before polls even closed. So there is certainly quite a bit of miss in this whole situation.
So what do you think's going on?
I mean, you know, if it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, the most likely result is that it is a duck. This type of thing has happened before. I was involved in another whistleblower complaint in 2016 with that happened in South Carolina, and we saw the same thing where some of the dyed-in-the-wool deep state career politicians that were really well tied in came out celebrating and giving the exact numbers that they were going to win by around 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, hours and hours before polls even closed. So I mean, this is not something new. This is not a novel game. It's just that it seems like people are actually in a position where they can recognize what's happening, and the big question mark for me is what do we do about it at this point? Because this is not something novel.
I mean, does anybody believe that there was a 357% increase in voters, and that magically 10,000 plus votes is how this guy won, comes in the last minute? Who buys that?
Well, I mean, I'd say mathematically, it's improbable would be an understatement, right? I mean, you can't say that this is something that you expect, especially in a primary that, you know, it doesn't necessarily even have the executive branch up on offer. So I mean, it should tell you everything.
It tells me everything I need to know. Do you think Trump's been blackmailed by Israel, or he just joined with the Israel lobby because he thinks it's the most powerful group to support? Because he's burning down his support. We're going to lose the midterms. There's no doubt about that. Why is Trump doing that?
I mean, that's any answer I give would be conjecture, right? But I mean, I will say this: it seems probable, if certainly more than possible, that there is something held underneath his feet that are keeping it to the flame, right? And so, whether that's blackmail, whether that's some sort of issue. For me, my opinion, which is rooted in absolutely nothing but baseless opinion, he saw what happened the first go round when they impeached him twice. The difference is the numbers are there, and he's gone a lot farther. He's kind of paddled a lot farther into the deep end this time. So perhaps we've passed the point of no return, where the guy's quite literally looking at potential legal ramifications against him and his family for the trades, for opposing the deep state at all, right? And so this is the big question mark. Nobody really knows what it is that's
but we know there's a big change in Trump. Thanks for the call. All right, we've got JD, Will, and David. I'm gonna talk to David, then I'm gonna go to Matt Bracken, get his synopsis of what's happening. He's gonna break it all down coming up. But what I know is the fertilizer cutoff, the oil cutoff, it's already baked in the end of Trump's recovery. That's admitted now. So that's the new world we're in. And then Iran doubling down, saying 70%+ of their missiles are left. We're ready to hit all your targets. Israel getting blown up over the weekend, their big missile base. Nuclear reactor hit on fire in UAE. Mass drone strikes in Russia. It's all escalating out of control. That's the bottom line. Matt Brackett will cover it. David, California, a Jewish Israelite, wants to give his take on all of this. Go ahead. Thanks for calling, David.
How's it going, Alex?
Good to talk to you. So what is your view on what I've been covering?
Yes, sir. I just want to say, before I say this, a lot of people, they lie about reading the Old Testament. but it's important that we actually read it and study it. And I've been studying and reading for like 13 years. But yeah, basically the people that saying that they Jewish, they really the Edomites, they are the brother of Yisrael, and Yisrael fits the prophecies that's in the books. So yeah, that's like a main thing that nobody really talk about. So people, they trying to do what God say, but it's really Yahuwah. But Yahuwah punished the Israelites. So like you was talking about the other day, like when the Israelites doing bad, we get punished, and that's why we got scattered across the earth and made slaves, which we are still slaves right now, and we supposed to turn back to Yahuwah. That's the real prophecies. But these people from Turkey, they claiming to be us, and they've been doing this type of stuff throughout history. But yeah, I mean, we all related under we Noah's sons, but still they out here claiming some stuff that's not true. And the real prophecy is that we need to turn back to Yahuwah. Yahuwah the one that give us the land. We don't have to drop no bombs on people to get that land. So the truth just need to be read in the books of the Old Testament, which is that we got to turn back to Yahuwah. We got to follow the law.
Well, let me ask you this. Where do you see all this going? Because I tried to make this about a humanity against the globalists and dehumanization. Now they've successfully made it about Jew versus everybody else. That's what they wanted. How do you see this battle unfolding?
I mean, as long as we unite and talk and actually read the books and ask Yahuwah to help us, which is the true name of God, we're going to be good. We'll prevail over there trying to censor everything and all the illogical things that they're doing. We just got to unite as people because we are better. And Yahuwah provides for us, and nothing that they can do will actually succeed if we trust in Yahuwah. Because like Yahuwah protected David, he protected Daniel. He always protects us if we trust in Yahuwah and ask for help. But we got to do it on a massive scale. We got to start actually reading the books and not just lying about it, because a lot of people lie about it. But I posted on my Instagram, almost got all of it on there. And then on my YouTube, I was posting it too. And I had been tagging you like almost every day because I wanted to get on here and talk to you about it as well. Because I see you having some people on here that's like talking about it, but they not really, they haven't really read it because they're saying stuff that's not true. But yeah, I like to go over the books with you because it's always good to actually read the books and look at the scriptures. Yeah, and read it all the way, not just like one verse, but the whole chapter. And the
all
whole
right, brother, so thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. I'm going to introduce Brad Bracken and have him take over. I want to try to get to JD and Will, but we'll see if we can. Briefly, because we won't be here if I don't do this. I will expand this network. I will bring on powerful hosts, reporters, what we've already done before, but I need you to decide you want to be part of this mission. It's like a Mission Impossible. Here is your mission if you choose to accept it. I need your word of mouth. I need your prayer. I need you to share the articles and videos on your email list, text message, all that. That's the real power, not on the social media stuff. Do that there too. But I need your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We have a buy one, get one free that ends tomorrow where you can get a bottle of the highest quality, pure, medical-grade iodine, magic things it does. It's so incredible. Missing link. Get a free bottle. Or get ultramethylene blue with the best medical grade methylene blue. Get one bottle, get one free. Or get one bottle of the iodine and get a free bottle of the methylene blue. You can mix and match. That sale is live right now at thealexjonesstore.com. I have the fighting spirit. I won't back down, but I can't do it without you. I thank you for your support. Those that have supported, and I ask those that haven't, take action now. Step into a wider world. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Go to AlexJonesApp.com. Get the free Droid and Apple app for the new show. Go to the news site, AlexJonesLive.com. Please take action now. We have the new Freedom Shield wallet, RFID, with the Faraday cage. You can't be tracked. Wallets, high quality, the lowest price you're going to find. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Those are selling out quickly. It takes funds to fight a war. We have great products so that you love them and want to get them again. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Got the buy one, get one free right now on T3, the best iodine and the best methylene blue, right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Former Navy SEAL, best-selling author and researcher, Matt Bracken, geopolitical expert. Straight ahead. Stay with us.